Morning. I realize that I'm the only person here from, everybody else here is presenting data from Massachusetts or in Massachusetts. I'm actually presenting data from California. And the other thing that's different about me is that, you know, now that you've zoomed in on the mental health, I'm actually a primary care physician, general internist. And some of this data that I'm presenting today from California, this comes from the California Health Interview Survey, so we're Zoom way larger in California, and looking at primary care, because a lot of the mental health issues come up during primary care. A lot, you know, 70% of mental health services are provided by primary care physicians. So we're kind of stepping a little bit back into the larger picture. So my data will primarily talk about mental health needs among Latino and Asians, looking at language concordance and physician-patient communication, meaning physician, primary care physicians and their patients. So just to give you a background, as you all may know, language barriers can compromise patient-physician communication and subsequently quality of care that patients receive. Latino and Asian patients who are limited English proficient are particularly likely to report lower quality of care in their primary care visits. Other research have shown that basically there's worse physician-patient communication, there's less receipt of lifestyle counseling overall, whether it's physical health or mental health, and that there may be worse interpersonal care between the physician and the patient, primarily due to these language barriers. So most of the research in the past has really focused on how patient-physician language concordance or discordance is important for communicating about physical health concerns. So a lot of the literature has focused on, you know, diabetes care, hypertension care, and how the lack of communication between the patient and the provider leads to decreased care in physical health. There's been less is known about how language concordance between the physician and the patient affects the discussion of mental health needs during primary care visits. And language discordance may pose barriers to patients' attempts to initiate conversations and how to communicate their symptoms during these visits. Because a lot of times, you know, I think that primary care serves at that as that first step before they actually get referred to more specialty mental health. So we want to examine whether mental health needs and the discussion of those needs differ by race or by language concordance or discordance between the physician and the patient. Our hypothesis was that there would be no differences in perceived mental health needs by race, ethnicity, and by language concordance status, but that there may be the extent to which the patients actually discuss these needs with their physicians would vary by race, ethnicity, and by language concordance status. And thus, language discordance may pose as barriers between, you know, in the attempts to initiate conversations about their symptoms. So our methods, we use the California Health Interview Survey, which is modeled after the National Health Interview Survey, but is conducted primarily in California. The sample for this study was restricted to adults 55 years and older. We really wanted to focus on older patients. Patients who reported their race, ethnicity as either Latino or Asian Pacific Islander, with 1,346 patients who were Latinos and 1,614 patients who were Asian or Pacific Islander. And these were patients who reported having seen a primary care provider within the last 2 years. And the California Health Interview Survey is a telephone survey that is conducted, is a representative survey and conducted also in English, Spanish, and also multiple Asian languages in California. So the outcome measures for perceived mental health needs, patients were asked whether there was a time during the last 12 months when you felt that you needed to see a professional because of problems with your mental health, your emotions, nerves, or your use of alcohol and drugs. And this was fairly broad, and the response option was yes or no. For the second outcome measures that we looked at was the discussion of mental health issues with their provider. So when we asked them, when you had your last routine exam, did you and your doctor talk about your emotions or your moods? And again, the response option was yes or no. We looked at our measures, our independent measures of interest was basically looking at patient-physician language concordance status. So there was a series of questions that asked what language the respondents spoke at home, what level of their English language proficiency was, what language did they speak to with their doctor, whether they had a difficult time understanding their doctor, and whether they needed help or somebody's help in understanding their doctor. The respondents were then grouped into one of the three categories so that if it was, you know, both physician and patient spoke English during the visit, that was considered an English language concordant visit. If the physician and the patient spoke another language, or whether it was Spanish or another language, that was an other language concordant visits, or whether it was a language discordant if the physician and the patient spoke different languages during the visit. Covariates that we examined included age, gender, nativity, whether or not patients were born in the United States or not, their marital status, their education level, their health insurance status, and their psychological distress scale using the Kessler 6. Statistically, we use chi-square to examine the difference in social demographic characteristics by language concordance status. And then we conducted two multivariate logistic regressions to examine the racial ethnic differences in their perceived mental health needs and also patient-physician communication about those mental health needs. And then we actually looked at some interactions effect, and for significant interactions, we illustrate the results of this by stratified by race ethnicity for the ease of interpretation. We also made adjustments for age, sex, marital status, and other covariates that I mentioned previously in the multivariate analyses. So this slide shows the social demographic differences between the different groups. And, you know, on the left are the Latino patients. There's English language concordant group, which is the majority of the patients, then the other language concordant group, then the language discordant groups for both the Latino patients and the Asian patients. Not surprisingly, a greater portion of the English language concordant Latinos and Asian Pacific Islanders completed an eighth grade education and were born in the United States, and that's why they were able to conduct the, you know, the interview and the visit in English. In addition, the fewer English language concordant Latinos reported psychological distress compared to those who were Spanish language discordant, 16% versus the 30%. So in this slide, we look at the effects of race and language concordance on our primary outcomes. And so the first column shows the multivariate regression for mental health, perceived mental health needs. And specifically, there were no differences in reports of perceived mental health needs by the respondents' race ethnicity or by their language concordance status. However, in the patient-provider discussions about their mental health needs, there were interactions between the race ethnicity and the language concordance. They were significant in treating perceived mental health needs. So this slide shows the previous results in a slightly different way. So the white bars are the Latinos, and the gray bars are the Asian and Pacific Islanders. And the Latinos, as you can see on the very left, the Latinos who were English concordant with their physicians, and the Latinos who were other language, meaning Spanish concordant, they were just as likely to discuss mental health issues with their physicians. It's the Latinos who were discordant were less likely to discuss mental health issues, which is not surprising. But what, you know, what we thought was a little bit surprising was that for the Asians, for those who are other language concordant, meaning that they were actually speaking a different language, they were still less likely, and even more less likely than discordant patients, to bring up mental health issues with their physicians. So what this slide shows is that for the Asian, even if they speak the same language, they were less likely to bring it up. So for those who were discordant, and this was a smaller subsample, who were language discordant, we asked what kind of interpreters they used. And for the Latino patients, 52% of them used the medical staff provided for them at the health center as an interpreter, whereas for the Asian patients, they tended to use adult family members or friends as the interpreter. So to summarize, we found that the perceived mental health needs did not differ between older Latinos and Asian Pacific Islanders, nor there were any differences across patient provider language concordance. However, whether or not the individuals discussed their mental health needs with their physicians depended on their race, ethnicity, and physician-patient language concordance. We found that Spanish language concordant Latinos were just as likely to discuss mental health issues with their physicians as the English language concordant Latinos. However, for the Asian language, Asian Pacific Islanders, they were less likely to discuss mental health issues to their physicians than the English language concordant Asians. We don't really know why this is so. We think that possibly there may be some cultural expression of mental health symptoms that we know from other literature that Asians tend to more likely to maybe express it as physical symptoms, as such as headaches, abdominal pain, or fatigue, and not necessarily name these mental health symptoms as mental health symptoms. And there may be some stigma that these are older Asian Pacific Islanders. They may be less willing to express mental health problems to their Asian-speaking physicians out of shame or stigma, and not wanting to know that in the community maybe. And you know, we don't know for sure exactly whether these are small, tight-knit communities, because this is a statewide survey, whether that's another reason for the stigma and not wanting to express their mental health needs. Some limitations of the survey, the data, we don't have data on the provider characteristics that may influence whether or not they would be more likely to discuss mental health issues with their patients. So, you know, it's unclear to us. All we know is that whether or not there were language discordance between the physician and the patient, but not any other characteristics of the provider. We also did not examine specific subgroups of Latinos or Asians, whether or not those who used an interpreter versus those who did not use an interpreter, because the sample sizes were getting too small for these analyses. We also did not have other measures of acculturations. The only measures that we had were proxy measures, including place of birth and English language proficiency. But I'm sure there were other measures of acculturation that may have explained some of our findings. Given that older, limited English proficient minority patients are more likely to receive mental health care at first, at least from their primary care physicians, than from specialty mental health services, the findings from the study highlight the need for linguistically and culturally tailored interventions that need to focus on overcoming communication barriers and language barriers and other cultural barriers to improve the discussion of mental health issues between these older Latino and Asian patients and their primary care providers. And we just would like to acknowledge funding from the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Disease for this study. And I also wanted to acknowledge Dr. Dara Sorkin, Dr. August, and Dr. Nguyen, who were also co-investigators. Dr. Sorkin was actually going to present this, but she's having a baby, so I stepped in for her. Thank you.